We're continuing the Shir and Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph. And today we begin Hilchos Birchas HaShachar, Halacha Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal begins quoting the Shulchan Aruch, Kad Shoma Koil Tarnagoyla. When a person hears the sound of the rooster, Yevorech Hanoisein LaSech Vivina. We make the bracha that Hashem gives the Sechvi, the understanding, to distinguish between night and day. There are different translations of the word sechvi. One of them is that it refers to the rooster. Al pi ma shekosav Rabbeinu b'hatoiro uveyoyim habikurim, this halacha will be based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 56 in Likutei Moran, entitled V'yoyim habikurim, hamedaber mehizgalus ha-hastoro, revealing the hiddenness. When Hashem is in hiding, and we're trying to reveal that. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. She'ikr tikun hamalchus al yidei shemamshichim l'secho arichas yomim. One of the concepts that Rabbeinu Zal discusses there is malchus, and the Gemara tells us that malchus shortens a person's life, kingdom. Horabonus mekaberes es ba'aleho. Leadership buries the one who acquires it. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal says, if one wants to have a healthy malchus, they have to make sure to pump life into it, to be pumping life into it in a serious way. And the way that a person does that is through chokhmah, das, seichel. Because the pasuk says, ha chokhmah techaya. Chokhmah, seichel, knowledge, gives life. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the tikkun of the malchus is that we have to pump into it arichus yomim, longevity of life, because the malchus itself represents shortening of life. Shehu b'chinas hadas v'oz yuchal legalois ha-hastoro shebetoich hastoro. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain in that chapter in Likutei Moran that there are different levels of hiddenness of Hashem. Sometimes Hashem is in hiding. Sometimes it goes to another level when the fact that Hashem is in hiding is hidden from the person. When the realization that Hashem is in hiding is hidden, when the person thinks everything's okay, Hashem is here, the person doesn't know that they don't know. They don't know that Hashem is hidden. They think everything is beseder. That's called hastoro shebetoich hastoro. And Rabbeinu Zal says, when a person is zoche to be mamshich arichas yomim into the malchus, one of the things that will accomplish is revealing Hashem even from the most hidden state, even from this state of hastoro shebetoich hastoro. Vazai nase meha hastoro das. And when a person is zoche to reveal Hashem from this kind of hiddenness, then the hiddenness gets converted to das. Vazai oiraiso machrezes komayu. And then the Torah announces to everybody, Ad mosai psoyim tehevu pesi. How long will the fools enjoy their foolishness? Meaning, wake up. The Torah cries out with a wake-up call when a person is zoiche to reveal Hashem from within the Hastorah. V'zeh b'chinas kriyas ha-tarnagoil. And this is the concept of the rooster crying out. When the Gemara tells us that at night, nighttime is a time of darkness. Darkness means hiddenness. The world is covered with darkness. It's blanketed with this darkness. Darkness is a covering over the light. And then in the night, in this covering, the rooster cries out. Ki balaylo misgaberes ha-hastora. Because during the nighttime is when this hiddenness becomes powerful. The light goes into hiding. Hashem is in hiding. Ki hi b'chinas dinim. Nighttime is a time of midas hadin. V'alkein oz hamalchus begolus. And that's why during the nighttime, the kingdom of Hashem, the Shekhinah, is in exile. V'alkein oz hashena shehu echot mishishim b'misa. And that's why it's the standard time for sleep, which is 1/60th of death. So we see that during the nighttime, death is taking over. Death, golus hashchina, midas hadin, hepech chayim v'arichas yomim, which is the opposite of life and especially longevity of life, shehu al yidei hadas kanal, which is accomplished through das. We mentioned before in the introduction that malchus is something that by its nature is short-lived. The Gemara says, horabonus mekaberes es ba'alehu. Leadership, authority, buries the one who acquires it. The Gemara brings proof by saying that out of all the children of Yaakov Avinu, the one who died first was Yosef HaTzadik because of his malchus, because of his leadership position. Therefore, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran that there's a need, there's a specific need to be mamshich arichas yomim into the malchus. And the Torah uses the wording leman yarich yomim al mamlachtoi in speaking about the fact that the king had to have a special Sefer Torah written for him in addition to the Sefer Torah that every Jew has to have written for himself. So there's a need to be mamshich arichas yomim into the malchus. And that arichas yomim is seichel, das. We know the pasuk says in Koheles, ha-chochma techaye bo'oleha. Chochma giz chayim. U'bachatzois halaylo oz maschil lohoyer hadas b'hamalchus. And the Zohar HaKadosh and the Sifrei Kabbalah explain that during the first half of the night is when this midas hadin is prevalent. That's the time for sleeping. However, at midnight, all of that changes. At midnight is when the das starts being shined into the malchus, vazai maschil tikun hamalchus, and that's when the tikun of the malchus begins. V'alkein nase oz mehahastoro shehi bechinas dinim ugvurois nase mehem daiko das, and that's why at midnight is when the hastora, when the hiddenness of Hashem, which represents Midas Hadin, Din means Hester Ponim, it's a synonymous with Hester Ponim, gets changed, gets converted to Das. From midnight on, the Das, the light starts being revealed. Umachrizin Voimrim, and that's when this cry goes out, Ad Mosai Psoim Tehevu Pesi. How long will you fools enjoy your foolishness? When are you going to come out of it? When are you going to start acquiring Das, studying Torah? And this is the concept of the cry. This is why the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that from midnight is when the rooster starts crying. And the Zohar HaKadosh describes the different cries of the rooster. First cry, second cry. Shehu machriz umo'oirer ho'ilom lavoida saboire. What the rooster is actually doing is crying out, announcing, and waking everyone up to serve Hashem. Kimavura bezoyer, as the Zohar HaKadosh explains, v'hu bo mehishtalshelus hagvurois daiko, and the Zohar HaKadosh tells us we know that one of the words that's used to mean rooster is gever. A rooster is called a gever, miloshen gvurois. The Zohar HaKadosh says, so that this cry to take people out of sleep, out of death, out of midas hadin into midas harachmim, the cry comes from the rooster who is gvurois. Mehishtalshulus hagvurois daika, from the midas hagvura coming down, spiraling down to this world. Ki hagvurois shehem hahastorois nishapchu venasu mehem das. Because what happens is, these gvurois, which represented hastora, get converted, get changed into das. Umachrizin, we have this concept of Hashem, of the Midas Hadin, the whole, one of the main avoiders of tzaddikim, is to be mamtik dinim, to change gevura, Hashem's Midas HaGevura, into the Midas HaRachmim. The Gemara uses this terminology. The Gemara says that sometimes Hashem sits on his kisei din, and through the efforts of tzaddikim and our prayers, Hashem gets off the kisei din and switches to the kisei rachamim. So the hastorois get converted, v'nasa mehem das, umachrizin, umoirin, ad mosei psoim. And they cry out and wake people up, inspire people with this cry, how long are you going to stay in your foolishness? Uru yeshenim mitir demaschem. Wake up, you who are sleeping from your deep sleep. V'alkein mevorchin oz hanoisein lasech vivina. And this is why the Gemara and Halacha say that when the rooster cries out, we make the bracha that Hashem gives the sechvi Bina, specifically. Shal yidei he'oras ha-bina, it's through the light of Bina, Sheheim ha-moichin, Bina is an aspect of Seichel, Chochma Bina Das, those are the moichin, shining into Letoich ha-gvurois, shining into the Midas ha-gvura, al yidei ze heim nishapchim, v'nasa mehem das. It changes the gvura, which is normally hastara, into das. Now we know, on a very simple level, when we talk about the midos of Hashem, the highest midah is keser, the crown of Hashem. And when we talk about the keser, we're told that there is no right and left. The keser is such a high level that it's pure chesed, pure rachmonis. There is no concept of right and left there. When we drop down to the next level, we have chachma and bina. There we're told that chachma is on the right. Chachma leans towards chesed. And that's why chachma is bigimatria 73, chesed is 72. To show that chachma is right above chesed, on the right side. On the left side, you have bina. Bina's on the left. And below bina is gvura, the midas ha-gvura. The Zohar Kodesh mentions many times, bina dinin misarin mina. From bina comes forth gvura, because bina is the first revelation of Hashem's light that appears on the left side. It's the highest place, you know, but that's where the midas hadin, that's where the left side begins, kaviyochol. There's nothing physical here, we're talking spiritual terminology, this concept of midas hadin. So Rav Nosson Zal says, that's why the bracha that we make is, asher nosan la-sechvi, the sechvi is the rooster who is gever, gvurois, Hashem shines bina into the gvurois in order to change them, to sweeten them into das. V'zehu la-havchin bein yoim uvein loila, to differentiate between day and night, meaning hefech ha-hastoros, which is the opposite of darkness, of hiddenness. When things are hidden, you can't distinguish, you can't differentiate. Shemahapchim oyer lachoyshech v'choyshech loyer. When Hashem is in a hidden state, then things are topsy-turvy. Darkness looks like light and light like darkness. Avlal yidei hisgalus hadas, but through a revelation of this seichel, this light that Hashem begins to reveal at midnight, mavchin bein yoim lalaila, the person starts to be able to distinguish and differentiate between day and night, bein choshech lo'er, between darkness and light, bein ra l'toiv, and between evil and good. V'zehu hanoisein la'sechvi vina, and this is why the pasuk says, the bracha is, Hashem gives the sechvi bina, Bina daika, ki ikar hamtokas hagvurois, shenim tokim venishapchen lodas, shubichinas chesed, kanal, hual yidei habina. Because the main ability to change gvura, which is the left side, into das, comes from bina. We have a rule throughout the Zohar, ki mishom dinin misarin, because that's where the midas hadin originates from. And we have val yodo nimtokin. We have a rule, ein hadin nimtak ela bishoroshoi. When you want to sweeten a din, you have to go to its source, to the source of the midas hadin, and sweeten it there. Since bina is the origin, it's the first place of a left side. When we want to be mamtik the din, we have to be able to go up to bina. This is the terminology that's used in the Zohar HaKadosh. V'ze bechinas mi gever yichye. And this is what the pasuk says, who is the gever that lives? Rav Nosson Zal says, mi ze bechinas bina. We know that mi always refers to bina. The Gemara speaks about the 50 gates of bina, the 50 nun share bina. As the pasuk says, me in Eov, me nosan lasechvi bina. Me has given the gever this bina. Me represents 50. Kemoshekosu b'zoyer hakodesh, ki Hashem tzevokois yoatz umi yofer. The Zohar HaKadosh brings this pasuk in the Machzorim for Yom Kippur. If you check your Machzorim, even the Art Scroll has this. Before Kol Nidre, there's a special piece from the Zohar HaKadosh. What Zohar HaKadosh says, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai explains, even though we have many psukim in the Torah that tell us that Hashem has sworn that there's going to be an exile and v'chulu v'chulu, so what? We have in the Torah, we have a concept of hatoras nedarim. You can have a bezin, we'll get Avram Yitzchok Yaakov to be matir neder. And if that doesn't work, then he says, then we'll do something else. And he quotes the pasuk, ki Hashem tzevokois yo'atz, because Hashem has given his decision, umi yofer, and who can nullify it? Mi means Bina. Mi is 50. Bina, the sphere of Bina, is the one that can nullify it. It's brought that the word neder, which means a vow, is Nun Dor, 50th generation. Neder comes from Bina, from the 50th level. And therefore, the ability to annul a neder, to nullify a neder, comes also from that source, from its origin. Hainu. When we're able to draw light from Hashem, from the Midas Habina into Gvura, and Bina is an aspect of Sechel, it's Chaim, it's life. Shezeo b'chinas Chaim, v'arichas yomim, kanal, exactly. V'ze, mi, gever yichye, mi injects life into gever, into the Gvurois. Al yidei ze, Yemalit nafshoi miyad shoil sela. The pasuk continues that when you're able to draw me into the gever, then you'll save yourself from shoil, from death. Kaideze nishapcho haastoro ledas, because through this, by injecting das sechel into the malchus, like we said before, into the midas adin, malchus is also din. The Gemara says dina de malchusa dina. That Malchus leans towards the left side, Midas Hadin. So therefore, by injecting Bina, which is a form of Seichel, even though it's coming from the left side, into this Gvura and Bina, that's how we sweeten it. We convert, we change from the Hastara, from the hiddenness, into revelation, the study of Torah, etc. V'oiraiso machrezes komayu loshuv b'tshuva. And the Torah itself cries out to the people saying, return. Vaideze memaleit nafshoi miyad shoil. And through tshuva, we save ourselves from shoil, from the depths of Gehenim, al yidei tshuva. This is the first halacha of this topic. And we mentioned many times that Rav Nosson Zal, when he wrote this sefer, wrote it as he was going through the Shulchan Aruch. So the first halachas are his first pass through the Shulchan Aruch, not the first time he did it in his life, the first time he was doing it when he was writing this sefer. And usually you'll note that the halacha alephs are short, concise, it's a different style. As you get to halacha beis, gimel, and further, you see he opens up, he broadens the discussion, and it's usually much clearer, much more elaborate. Now here we see Hilchas Birchas HaShachar Halacha Beis, the second discussion of the topic Birchas HaShachar, Nichleles BeHilchas Hashkomas HaBoiker, has been included about 200 pages back when he discussed the laws of waking up in the morning. He had a whole piece there describing the Birchas HaShachar. So he calls that his second discussion on this topic. Al pi azamra lalukai biodi, and over there it's based on the chapter on the Likutei Moran, chapter 282, which is entitled Azamra lalukai biodi. Now we come to Halacha Gimel, the third discussion of Birchas HaShachar, and this is one of the rare, incredible pieces in Likutei Halachos. These next 30 pages, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into an explanation of one of the stories in Sipurei Maaseis. Sipurei Maaseis is a collection of 13 stories that Rabbi Nachman told at the end of his life, the last year or so of his life, where he introduced it by telling his students, I've used all of my regular artillery on you, and I see you're not yet where I want you to be. It's time to bring out the heavy artillery. It's time to start telling stories. That's what he said. And Rabbi Nachman said that the Welt says, people say when you want to put somebody to sleep, you tell them a story, bedtime story. I say that when someone is asleep spiritually and you want to wake them up, There's nothing as effective as a story. And this is one of the reasons why we find that the first 30-35% of the Torah is stories. Chumash Bereishis, the entire Chumash is stories. Half of Shemais is stories. If Hashem chose that to open the Torah with, it's very significant. In these stories, the last three are extraordinary, extraordinary. And this story is number 11, the story we're going to be touching on now, which is famous a little bit because it's V'maisami ben melech u'ben shivcha shenechlefu. It's the story of the prince and the pauper who were switched, which we know that in secular literature there is such a story. Rabbi Mazal told this story at that time, and the way that he got into it was, as in most of the cases of the Torah that he revealed, came about how he was talking to his students about something, someone mentioned something, and he said, hey, that's connected to, and he went into an incredible Torah discussion. At this time, they were discussing Napoleon. In those days is when the Napoleonic Wars were happening, and there was a major difference of opinion among the leading tzaddikim at that time as to who is better for the Jews. Is it better for the Jews that Napoleon should win, the French should win at the time, or the opposition? And the different tzaddikim took different sides on this. So when they introduced this topic to Rabbi Nezal, that they told him this guy who came from nowhere, he was a nobody, he wasn't an intellectual, didn't come from an aristocratic family at all, and somehow rose through the ranks to become the leader of France, one of the leading kingdoms of the world at that time, Rabbi Nezal said, that's interesting. There once was such a story, and he led into an incredible, incredible deep story that appears in Sipurei Maaseh, story number 11, which speaks about the fact that at once upon a time, the queen and her maidservant were giving birth at the same time. And somebody in the palace decided, wow, wouldn't it be interesting if we switched babies? I wonder what would happen. And they did it. They actually switched the two and didn't tell anybody. And then at one point, after the king died, and the supposed prince, the one who was really the son of the Shifcha, took over the kingdom, at one point, Rabbi Nezal says, we know that women can't keep a secret. She told it to somebody and said, of course, don't, make sure you don't tell anybody. And sure enough, in a short while, there was a buzz. People were talking about this, that, hey, you know, it's quite possible that he's not even the king. Somebody went and told him about it. He found out about it. And then he started trying to do everything in his power in a covert way, without not making it obvious, to try to hurt the pauper and his family, to try to drive him away. Until finally, at one point, the father of that child took his son aside and said, I know that this is not through any fault of your own, and we don't even know. You know, either way, you're being wronged here. If you are the true king, then why should you be persecuted? And if you're not the true king, then for sure, why should you be persecuted? But this is the deal. This is the reality. And therefore, I don't see any solution for you other than to take a hike, you know. And sure enough, he leaves. And at one point, he starts going down and down in life, getting into drinking and women, because he feels so angered, so upset at the injustice here. Why? What did I do to deserve this? To deserve to be persecuted, driven away from my family? And then Rabbi Nezal goes on to tell an incredible story, which evolves in him eventually coming back to his kingdom. Eventually, all scores are settled, everything's straightened out, and the true Ben Melech is seated on his throne, and the one who was not the Ben Melech is given what he's supposed to be given, etc. It's a fascinating story, a lot of interesting details, and that's one of the few stories where Rav Nosson Zal gives a major interpretation and explanation of the story, and this is what we're going to have here right now. Halacha Gimel, paragraph Aleph, again, based on the statement in the Gemara, Kadshoma koil tarnagola, when you hear the sound of the rooster crying, Mavorech hanoisen lasech vivino lahavchem benyon mevein loila. That's when we make the bracha, hanoisen lasech vivino. The inyan birchas shaloya sani goi, and we'll also explain the bracha that a Jew makes every day that Hashem is thanking Hashem that I wasn't created a goy, ve'eved, or a servant, ve'isha, or a woman. Ve'inyan birchas ha-Torah, we're going to explain also the blessings that we make on the Torah every day. Ve'inyan parshas ha-Tomid, ve'shar korbonos, ve'in psukei de-zimra. He's going to go into the whole shachris in this halach, in these next 30 pages. Al pi ha-maisa shel ha-ben melech shenechlaf be-ben ha-shivcha. This discussion is going to be based on the story of the prince who was switched with the son of the maidservant. Ayin shom kol ha-maisa kula me-roisha le-sefa. Study that story from beginning to end. V'hu peleh. Rav Nosson Zal says it's wondrous. As Rabbeinu Zal himself said when he concluded this particular story, he said these words, Hamaisa Hazois Hu Kula Hafleva Fela, that this story is something incredible. Ve'ein laharich kan b'shevach gedoy lois hamaisis. I don't want to go into too much in praising these stories over here. Ki govhu midatenu, because these stories are way above our comprehension. They're so deep. Rak, however, ma she'efsher limtzoy bohem eze remez bialma, if we are able to find in them any remozim, any hints that can inspire us to come close to Hashem, to do good things, anu mechuyovim lachdor v'limtzoy, we are obligated to dig, to search, and to try to uncover these remozim. Bechazdei Hashem, with Hashem's great kindness. Because Rabbi Nachman told his students, read, study these stories, and try to find, try to derive whatever lessons, whatever messages you can, on condition that you don't touch the Shulchan Aruch, Chas v'Shalom. On condition that your interpretations do not contradict in any way any kind of halacha, any kind of obligations that a Jew has. Ki shamati gilui daito hagdoisha, Mipiv HaKodosh, because Rav Nosson Zal says, I heard Rabbeinu Zal's opinion from his own mouth. Sheretzoinoi shenachtor levakei shelachapes bohem ma'shev shelimtzoi, that he wanted us to dig, to analyze, to try to understand this, to try to search in these stories, to find what we can. V'gam omar sheyecholim limtzoi harbe mehoinyonim ha-mevorim ba-maisois, and Rabbeinu Zal said, you will be able to find a lot of explanations, a lot of interesting things that are explained in these stories, mi sheboki umeven besforim hakdoshim, especially a person who is knowledgeable, very knowledgeable in Torah, in Shas, in Sifrei Kabbalah, etc. Rak guf hamaisa bietzim. However, the body of the story itself, umi uma ve'emas, and to know who's this one, who's that one, and exactly when the story took place, E.F. Shalahovin. That's above our comprehension. That's how deep it is. Ve'ein kan mekoyim ol ha'aruch b'zah. I don't want to go into it more, Rav Nosson Zal says. He wanted to remind us that these stories are very deep. Paragraph Beis. Ve'hine inyan ha'maisa noiro hanal shel ha'ben melech shenefchlaf. Regarding this incredible story, this awesome story about the prince who was exchanged, switched. Shayidei ze nidme lehoilam shehu ben ha-shivcha. And through this switch, it appeared to everybody that he's really the son of a maidservant. Vayidei ze hizgaber olov ho-achzor ha-ben ha-shivcha b'emes. And as a result of that, that mean, vicious, ugly person, the one who was really the son of the maidservant, went ahead and did terrible things to the real prince. V'girshoy mimkoymoy, and he actually exiled him. He caused him to leave. Vaydeze nofal ben hamelech oemes bedaitoy, and this caused the true ben melech to have tremendous chalishus hadas, to get upset and to get frustrated. Ad shebo lidei rois, until he fell into all kinds of terrible things, drinking, women, the lowest things. Kol inyan hazeh, this whole concept, mevoyor umuvon hetev, is very, very clear and understandable, lemeivin ma'at, to one who understands a little bit, shezeh soid kol inyan golos Yisrael, that this is the secret behind the whole exile, the whole history of the exile of the Jewish people. Shehem megurashim me'artzom u'memekoimam, whereby we have been exiled from our land and from our place. Who is the son of the king? So who does Hashem call Bini Bechori Yisrael? This week's Parsha, Bini, the Ben Melech is the Jewish people. The Gemara says, Kol Yisrael Bnei Melochim Heim. Every single Jew is royalty, a prince. And yet you look at our status in world affairs, we're looked upon as the Ben Shifcha, the troublemaker, the riffraff, the ones who are causing all the suffering in the world, Chasron, because of us. Vehem kitzipor noidedes minkona, kein ish noided memkoimoi. As the Torah compares us to a bird that has wandered away from its nest, so too have the Jewish people wandered away from our true place, from our true status. Umufuzorim ben agoyim, and we are dispersed among the other nations. Vahamalchus vahamemsholo hietzlam. And they're the ones who appear to be in charge, running the world. They're the decision makers. They're the ones calling the shots, who are going to tell us what we can we build here? Can we open a makolet here or no? It's getting in the way of world affairs. It's disturbing the world equilibrium. V'Yisroel nechshovim bavoneseinu harabim ke'avodim u'shvochos. And the Jewish people have been degraded to a status as if we're servants, maid servants. What's a servant? Somebody who can be told what to do, you know, period. They have no authority to make decisions. A servant takes orders. Shekol ze nimshach mebechinas ha-chalipananal shel ha-ben melech shenechlaf. All of this is an extension of this concept, this story of the prince who got switched. Sheze soid bechinas heichle ha-tmurois. This is the secret of a term that's mentioned throughout Sifrei Kabbalah called the heichle ha-tmurois, the place where switches take place. Sheshom nechlofim lifomim haneshamois, whereby sometimes souls are exchanged, are switched there. The Zohar HaKadosh says, you have a person who's been religious his whole life and gets up one morning and suddenly, like, he lost his marbles. He suddenly went nuts and decides to make a turn, a left turn, and go south, way, you know, way off. And what happened? What did it? And sometimes, lahavdil, you have the opposite. You have people who have been leading a life without any religion or anything like that. And suddenly, at some point in time, the person takes a right turn. And we wonder, what in the world? Like, how is it possible that a person who was so established and rooted? And the Zohar HaKadosh says that, the Gemara mentions, every night when a person goes to sleep, the soul leaves. We make a bracha in the morning, hamachzir neshamos, that Hashem returns the soul. The soul leaves and goes upstairs to a place where the souls hang out. And sometimes, on the return trip, there's a different soul that comes down into the person. And there's a change. Now, what do you mean? I can't put on his coat. I can't put on your pants. Your pants. The answer is, obviously, there are ways, there are connections. All the souls are connected in certain ways. And depending on certain circumstances, depending on certain things that a person did or didn't do, sometimes one of the punishments or one of the rewards is that they do a switch on him. And Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring the psukim that show this, that there are times that a tzaddik can receive the soul of a rasha and vice versa. Kasher shomanu mipiv hakodosh beferush, as we heard clearly from Rabbeinu Zal, Koidim Shesiper Hamaisanal, before he began to tell this story, Shediber Mikoidim Meinian Heichle Hatmurois, that he introduced it by opening up a discussion on this topic of the Heichle Hatmurois, Sheshom Nechlofim Haneshomois Chasashom. That's where these exchanges, these switcheroos, take place sometimes. Viacharkach Al Inyan Ze Sipra Maisanal. And that was the basis that led into Rabbeinu Zal telling this story. The Omar, Rabbeinu Zal said, Shekvar Pamacha Soyo Maisazois. There once was a story like this. The Hischil Saper Kola Maisanal. And that's how he began to tell the story, Ad Shegomro, until he completed it. Nimtza, So we see, based on the introduction, how he introduced the story, Shehamaisa Hanal Shel Ben Melech Shenechlaf Ze Nimshach Mibchinas Hechli Atmurois, that this story is coming from that place of Hechli Atmurois, where these switches take place. Veze Soid Kol Golus Vetzoros Yisrael. This is the secret behind the entire exile and suffering of the Jewish people, Beklolius, as a nation, Ubeprotius, and in detail, what goes on with each and every individual one of us, Masha'ovar al Kol Echod V'Echod, what each and every one of us goes through in life, the ups and downs, the Iker, and what's the main exile, when we talk about exile of the Jewish people, what's the main exile? Hu Golus Vitzoras HaNefesh. It's the spiritual exile. It's the golus of the soul. Mashegilinu bein huamim, the fact that we've been exiled among the other nations, vonu rechoikim miavinu shebashamayim, and thereby we've become assimilated. There are Jews who don't know they're Jew. They don't know what the word Jewish means. They've forgotten. They have no idea that they're ben melech. They don't know. They've forgotten about their roots, where they come from, completely. Shekol ze nimshach mepinas hachalipin anal shel ben melech shenichlaf. All of this is the result of this switch, where the Ben Melech got switched for a Ben Shifcha. Even though the Gemara says in one place, you take a diamond, you drop it into the mud, it falls into the mud. Does the diamond become mud? Diamond. The diamond is a diamond. You can't change. If it's in the mud, it's still a diamond. It's just the fact that it's there and it's covered totally, it appears. It makes it seem as if it's mud. And that's this Olam HaSheker that we're in, where things can be made to seem exactly the opposite of what it really is. Shehu b'chinas hechli atmurois, sheze nimshach michet Odom HaRishon. This originates from the sin of Odom HaRishon, she'ochal me'etz hadas toivora, that Odom HaRishon chose to partake from the tree that had good and bad in it. And the Torah tells us that as a result of that, Hashem is set up this cherev hamisapeches, this sword that switches, that can go either way. Shehu bechinas hechle atmurois. That refers to this place in heaven, referred to as hechle atmurois. Shehu bechinas hishapchus mimate lenochosh uminochosh lamate. As we see in our current parshias that we're reading, Shmo Yisvair, Moshe Rabbeinu's stick, where the stick was able to turn into a snake. This stick was a mate Elohim, it says, a heavenly, a holy stick, a very holy stick. And this super holiness could change into a snake. There's that ability. There's the ability of something very holy to turn into a snake. And there's the ability of a snake to turn into something holy, into back into a mate. Shehu bechinas neshamois ho ashukois betikla beklipas noiga hamizgalgalim begilgula. The Zohar HaKadosh says this refers to those souls who are trapped. They've fallen into the mud, into this klipas noiga. Noiga means twilight. Noiga means gray, black and white together. Toiv ora together. It's a mix of good and bad. Hamizgalgalim begilgula. And as a result of that, these souls keep coming back, returning into the world, reincarnated, in order to get fixed up. In order, the Arizal brings the pasuk Toiras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nofesh. In order for the Torah of Hashem to be completed, the souls have to return. They have to come back, return again and again, to go through all kinds of different scenarios. In one Gilgal, he's a rich man. In one Gilgal, he's a poor man. In one Gilgal, so that the person is being put through lahavdil, when they produce a new car, a new computer, they put it through all kinds of rigorous testing before it's ready to roll. We know, okay, now I know it's solid, it's 100%. The neshamos are put through all the different scenarios and thereby complete the Torah, to be prepared to go back to take their rightful position in Gan Eden, you know, with all the proper things. Umishom nimshochim bechinas hachalipin vahatmurois sheboilam. And this is the source of everything that's upside down in this world, the whole topsy-turvy in this world, all the exchanges. Shemishom Iker Achizas HaSitrach Rechas Hashem. That's the main source that the Yetzirah draws its energy from, its power. U'mishom Iker HaGolus Shel Yisrael B'klal U'beprat. And this is the basis, the source, for the exile of the Jewish people, the exile of the whole Jewish nation, and each and every individual Jew's exile, Yeridus and Aliyus that we go through. Now he starts explaining. Ki be'emes ikar hamalucha shaycha rak liYisrael. Because the reality is, the truth is, that kingdom in this world belongs only to the Jewish people. Ki kol Yisrael b'nei malochem heim. The Torah says, we are all royalty. Ki kol ho'ilam u'maloya l'nivra ele b'shvil Yisrael. The whole world was created only for the sake of the Jewish people. Kamo shekosov, as it says, bereishis. Because of reishis, bara likimes ha'shmayim v'soretz. And the Gemara says, who is reishis? The Jewish people. There's a pasuk, kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishis tevuasoi. We are the first of the produce of Hashem. Bishvil Yisrael, shnekroim reishis. V'hakoil shayach u'meshubot lohem. And everything in the world belongs to us. Everything is supposed to be subservient and belong to the Jewish people. U'kemoi shehoyo k'tsas b'imei David u'shloimoi. As we see, there once happened such a thing in the history of the world during the time of David HaMelech and especially during the time of Shlomo HaMelech. Shehoyo ikar hamalucha etzel Yisrael, where the main kingdom, the respect of the world, was focused on the Jewish people. Chira melech tzor, kings sent their workers to help the Jewish people build the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh explain, if you take a look from the time of Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu is the first one who's referred to by the term king in the Gemara, in the Torah. Odom, he declared Hashem Odom. If you count generations from Avram to Yitzchak to Yaakov to Yehuda, the 14th generation is David HaMelech. The 15th generation is Shlomo HaMelech. Because we're told that the Malchus is compared to the moon. Just like the moon during the first 15 days of the month, it starts from almost nothing. Today happens to be Erev Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Tov Shin Ayin Beis, Erev Rosh Chodesh, when the moon just about disappears totally, and then it's reborn, born anew, and starts growing from the first day of the month. It's called the Moilad. We talk about the Moilad, when the new moon is born. And it grows throughout the first 15 days, bigger and bigger, to the point where on the 15th, we have a full moon. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Siara Ba'ashlemusa. The moon is Bishlemus on the 15th of the month. Then from the 16th on, it starts a decline, smaller, smaller, shrinking, going back to nothing. And it's brought that if you study the Malchus, you see David is Begimatria 14. David HaMelech was the 14th one on the ladder. And by him, he almost achieved the Shlemus. By Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, Molach al Elyonim v'tachtoinim. He ruled over the Shadim and the Malachim and over everything on earth. That's when the Malchus was Bishlemus, the 15th day, the 15th generation. Right after Shlomo HaMelech, his son takes over, Rechavam, and that's when we have the split in the Malucha. Rechavam follows the wrong advice. There's a drop in the economy, and the older people tell him, ease up, pull back on the taxes, go easier on the people. And the whippersnappers say, you got to show them who's poor. What do you mean? This is the time to really show who's... And he follows their advice, and that starts a decline from generation to generation until the final king is Tzidkio HaMelech, who is blinded, who's taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar, and he has his eyes gouged out, which means, again, the Malchus is taken away totally. So we said that we saw a little bit, we saw a taste of this during the time of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, of what the reality is supposed to be. How the Jewish people are the Malchus of the world. Yisrael Mam Sheloisov. This is the kingdom of Hashem, the kingdom of the world. Shehoyo Iker HaMalucha Etzel Yisrael וכמוי שיהיה לא עשיד. And as will be the case in the future, כשיובו עם משיח צדקנו, when משיח will come, שעוז תושיב המלוכה לישראל, וכולם יהיו משובדים תחס ישראל. Then the kingdom will return to the Jewish people, and all other nations will be subservient. כמוי שכוסף, as it says in Yeshaya, chapter 49, והיו מלוכים אומונייך, your workers, will be from the royalty of the world, v'soroiseihem menikoisayich, and their rulers, their officers, apayim eretz yishtachvuloch, they will bow before you, they'll bow with their noses to the ground, they'll all acknowledge the authority, the rulership of Klal Yisrael, the Malchus of Hashem. Aval achshav begolus bavonisin rabim nechlachadovar. However, now while we're in exile, it's upside down. It's been turned around completely. Sheho'akum heim malochim o'moishlim, whereby they appear to be in charge. They appear to be the ruling powers of the world. V'Yisroel heim chas v'sholem ka'avodim. And the Jews appear to be mamish like slaves, being dictated to totally by everyone else in the world. Shekol ze nimshach mibchinas heichli atmurois, shenimshach michet odom arishoin, v'chatoi hadoirois shachrov. All of this originates from that Heichli Atmurois, which was activated through the Eitz Hadas and which was expanded by the sins of the generations after Adam Rishon, Noach and the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlogo, Shehu Bechinas HaBen Melech Shenechlaf, Shaydeze Hizgabra HaSitrachra, this is what gave strength to the other side, the Machshich Anpei Briosa, which darkens the faces of people. You know, it brings a choshech, a darkness, a hastorin to the world. Ad shenechlefo hamalucho lohem, bavanis rabim, to the point where the kingdom of the Jewish people was given away. It's given away to them. V'nidme shehem b'chinas ben melech. And it seems as if they are the royalty, Her Majesty, the Queen of England, and this one, and all the different majesties, His Majesty, the head of Saudi Arabia, imagine they call that Turkey, a majesty, murderers, guys who can't count to three, and they're the ones who are majesties and super majesties. Obama's bowing to this guy. V'Yisroel begolus tachtom, and the Jewish people are in exile, are subservient to them. Ki'ilu hoyo ben hoevet chasashom, as if we come from Avodim. Shezeh bechinas, this is what the Pasuk says in Koheles, tachas sholosh rogzo eretz. Because of three things, the world trembles. Tachas eved kiyim loich, when you have a servant who becomes king, v'shifcho ki sirash givirta, and a maidservant who takes over her mistress. Bechinas, and as Koheles goes on to say in chapter 10, ro'isi avodim al susim, I observed servants riding on horses, v'sorim hoilchem kavodim, and princes walking like slaves, like servants. U'bavoynoseinu arabim hizgaber ben ho'omo al ben amelech, and unfortunately, due to our sins, the son of the maidservant has overtaken the prince, ad shegirsho mi'artzoi, to the point where he drove him out of his land. Shezeh b'chinas golus Yisroel me eretz Yisroel shehi eretz avoysam. This is the whole concept of the Jewish people being driven out of Eretz Yisroel, which is the land of our forefathers. It's clear, it's documented that we were asher nosan lohem Hashem Yisborach, which Hashem gave it to them. Umachmas shenizgar shumei artzom v'nechshu kavodim, and because of the fact that we've been evicted from our land and we're considered like servants, v'heim lelag ulekeles, and we are the laughing stock. They're all laughing at us. V'nechshuvu bagoyim katzoin latevach yuvol, and at times we've been considered like sheep taken to the slaughter. Rachmona litzlan. Aideze noflu bedatom. What happens is that as a result of this is that the prince forgets that he's a prince. We start falling in our own consciousness, that we start forgetting who we are and thinking that we're like the rest of them. We're no different. There are kids today, college kids, who ask their parents, why should I marry? Why do I have to marry a Jewish girl? What? How am I different? How is she different? How is this Chinese girl or black girl any different from? What's the? I don't see any difference. I go to school with I don't see any difference at all. Umishom nimshochim kol hagashmius v'ho avoinois v'hapigomim shel Yisrael. And this is the source of Klal Yisrael getting steeped into gashmius, giving up their ruchnius, forgetting about spirituality, and becoming megushamim like the rest of the world, thinking that the world is only materialism. And the sins and the pigomim, kol echod v'echod l'fi b'chinosoi, each and every person on their level, in their way. Shezeh ikar golus v'tzoras Yisrael. That's the real exile. The real exile is the person forgetting that he has a soul. Ki ikar hagolus v'hatzorahu shemachmas toikif hagolus v'zgabrus hasitrachrach shebeis hagolus. The real suffering is that as a result of the exile going on for so many thousands of years and we're sent out of our land and everything, as a result of this, the Yetzirah is able to take control of the Jewish souls, the holy souls, and to defile them with every kind of sin in the world. You have Jews living in places where there's no such thing as kosher food or anything like that, and doing every sin in the world. Why? Because we're in Golus. Vayisarvu bagoyim vayilmedu mimaseim. It says, when we mix with the other nations, we learn from them. We're like them. Kama shekosu vayisarvu bagoyim vayilmedu mimaseim. Ki be'emes Yisroel rechoikim legamri me'ovoin. Rabbeinu Zal says, in the second half of Likutei Moran, chapter 7, the nature of a Jew, the norm of a Jew is, that he's the furthest thing in the world from a sin. A Jewish soul is on a much higher spiritual level than the angels and all of that. It's not shaykh. It's so inappropriate. It's so ridiculous, absurd, for a Jewish soul to have any association with sin. Ki bemes Yisroel rechoikim legamri me'ovoin ve'ein ovoin shayach lohem klal. Sin has nothing to do with us. It's total opposite of us. Kimavur b'mokam acher, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, chapter 7, in the second half. Ve'ikar avoinois Yisroel nimshochim rak mitoikef ha'golos nal. So how do we fall into sin? It's a result of this golos, this exile, shenimshach mebchina sachalipin, which is based on this switch that took place. Shehu bechinas heichle atmurois. Paragraph Gimel. Now he starts taking us on a tour through the Torah and showing all the different examples of this and the proofs of this. Vezeh soid Yitzchok v'Yishmoel Yaakov v'Esav. This is the secret behind how Avram Avinu had a son Yitzchok and he had a son Yishmoel. And Yitzchok had a son Yaakov, and he had a son Esav. Shemach mas bechinas ha-hechle ha-tmurois. Because of this situation, nimshach shehuchruch Avraham likach shivcha. This is what necessitated Avraham Avinu having to marry the shivcha Hagar, who was a shivcha. Lohoitzi tchilo hapsoiles shohoyaboy mecheto demorishoim. The Zohar HaKadosh explains why. Why did that have to happen? Because as a result of Adam Rishon eating from the Eitz Hadas, all the souls were defiled. Adam Rishon was a composite of all the different neshamas and everything. And all of them were infected by this. So that Avraham Avinu even, who was going to be the one to lay the foundation for Yitzchak, to lay the foundation for Yaakov, which would be Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu had a tumah inside of him. And in order for Yitzchak Avinu not to inherit that tumah, it had to be given out. And that was one of the reasons why Avraham had to marry Hagar. In his relationship with Hagar, that's where this tumah, part of this tumah, was given out into Hagar. That was one level of refinement. Lohoitzi tchilo hapsoiles, to first get out the psoiles, which he had from the sin of Adam Rishon, shehu ha'ikar shehischil esaknoi, whereby Avraham Avinu was the first person who really, really started making the tikkun for Adam Rishon. Shemizeh hapsoiles, shenimshach mizuam as hanochosh, noilad Yishmoel ben Omar. And it's from that waste matter, it's from that tumah, that impurity, which comes from the impurity of the snake. The Gemara uses the wording that hanochosh hitil bazuama, the snake injected a tumah into Chava. It's from that tumah that Yishmael, the son of the maidservant, Yishmael ben Hagar, was the result of that. Umachmas hachalipin shel hechli atmurais, however, because of this switcheroo of the Hechli Atmurais, loy nikar boila mi ben homo mi ben amalka, it wasn't clearly visible to the world who's the son of the maidservant and who's the son of the queen. Shehi bechinas Sarah, which is Sarah shenikreis al shem hamalchus. Her name reflects Malchus, Sar, Srara. She Sarah al kol hoylam. The Gemara says she ruled over the world. She lived 127 years, corresponding to the 127 countries that Achashverosh ruled over, showing that she represents the Malchus of Kedusha. V'alkein hispoyer Yishmoel shehu ha'ikar zer Avram. And this is why Yishmoel went around saying, I'm the real child, I'm the main child of Avram Avinu. I'm the older one, 13 years older than this little guy. V'hamemshola b'chinas malchus shayach loy, and therefore the kingdom belongs to me. Shezeo b'chinas hamachloikis shehoya ben Yishmoel v'Yitzchok. This is the conflict that went on between Yishmoel and Yitzchok, k'mo shekosuv, as the Torah says, v'tera soro es ben Hagar metzachik. Soro saw the son of Hagar playing. What was he playing? He was playing Russian roulette. He put bullets into a gun and said to Yitzchak, smile, let's see what happens. We'll pull the trigger. Maybe I won't kill you. Ukepirish Rashi, and as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there, Mitshuva Sora, from the statement that Sora makes over there, Ki lo yirash ben ha'omam b'ni, I will not allow the son of that maidservant to inherit alongside my son, Ataloim lomeid, you understand shehoya meirivim Yitzchok al hayerusha, that this is what the dispute was really all about. Yishmoel was debating with Yitzchok who's going to inherit everything. Va'omer ani bechor, he said, I'm the firstborn, I get everything belongs to me. V'zehu gam kein bechinas Yaakov Esav. This is also the story of Yaakov and Esav. Kishom hoya bechinas achizas hachalipin shel hechli atmurois bebeten achas. Now it gets a little more interesting. Before, it was two different women. It was Sarah the Tzedekes and Hagar the Mitzri, who grew up in Egypt. Now we drop down another level, next generation, and now the Ben Hashifcha and the Ben Melech are in the same womb, are inside of Rivka Imenu. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Shnei Goyim Bevitneich. Ushnei leumim mimeayich yiparedu, ulaoim milaoim yemotz, varav yavoit soyer. As Rivka Imenu was enlightened, what was going on inside of her? That these are two nations are going to separate from you. And the older one is going to be subservient to the younger one. Varav yavoit hatsoyer. Ki hachalipin shel hechli atmurois mishtanim b'chol pam b'kama b'china shoynos b'lishir. Because this Hechli Atmurois takes on different forms, different shapes and forms in every generation, in every scenario, in every family. In every single situation, it's not exactly the same. There's some variation of it, some different aspect of it. V'gam eitzel kol odom b'protius b'fnei atzmoi. And so too, inside each individual Jew, Nisrabim Hashinuyim Vatmurois Belishi of Erech. These changes, this multitude of changes take place inside of us. Where on one day, 9 o'clock in the morning, a person could be a prince. 9:15, he's a Shifcha. He's a Ben Hashifcha. Person goes through ups and downs, changes, falling, going up and down. We mentioned the wedding that Rabbeinu Zal once attended a wedding with his students. And one of the comedy acts that they used to perform at weddings in those days is they'd have a guy come in dressed up a certain way, in a very outstanding way, and then they'd dim the lights and he'd run out and come back to something different. This was a form of humor. And one time Rabbeinu Zal was at a wedding and he saw the guy came in first all in white, like a ghost, like a malach, making all angelic sounds and motions and everything. And then the guy runs out, comes back in, dressed up like a priest. the black robes exactly looking like a galach. And Rabbi Nizal smiled and he turned to his students and he said, that's us. Ot is min ha-malach, ot is min ha-galach. A Jew, 1 minute, can be an angel, and the next minute a priest, chas lahavdil, chas v'shalom, can go me'igra romo le'bira mikta. The Gemara says, and we see cases in history, chas v'shalom. So he says here that these changes, this heichli atmurois, has billions of variations that take place among the different people and inside each and every individual. Beli shir v'erech u'mispor, infinite. Shezeu b'chinas kol ho'aliyos v'hayeridos ho'ovrim al kol odom kol yemei chayov miyoyim heyoisoy ad yoyim oisoy. This explains the ups and downs and the changes that each and every one of us goes through from the day we're born, you know, throughout our entire lives. V'chol ha'gilgulim shemizgalgeles nishmosoy b'mokoyim shemizgalgeles midor ledor ad asoyf, and all the different reincarnations that our souls go through from generation to generation until the end of time. Shehakoil nimshach misoid heichli atmurois. All of this originates from this secret of the heichli atmurois. Shemishom nimshach soid gilgule haneshamois. That's the origin, that's the source of the whole secret of the reincarnation of the souls. Shematriach HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Atzmoi legalgel haneshamois bekama vekama gilgulim shoinim, whereby Hashem bothers himself. Hashem goes through the trouble of putting our souls through all of these different variations, all of these different scenarios. One time a gilgul in this situation, one time a man, one time a woman, one time a cat, lavdil chas v'shalom. And one time wealthy, one time poor. The Arizal gives examples showing all the different situations, you know, that could happen. Why does Hashem do that? Why does Hashem put each soul through all of these different variations? Kedei levararom mibechinas heichli atmurois, in order to refine us, in order to purify us from this heichli atmurois, michet odom rishon, from the sin of odom rishon, shemishom kol hachatoim chas v'shalom, which is the source of all sins. We'll hold it up. He's just warming up now. Now his next sentence is kimavur bekisvei Arizal. He's going to start, this is going to be made clearer and clearer and more clear. He's going to give incredible examples throughout the Torah showing exactly how this works. And once I know this, how this can help me live the right kind of life, to be able to sort out this whole sheker, to understand what's going on and know how to deal with it the right way.